Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. Berlin's Schwules Museum celebrates its 30th birthday with Tapetenwechsel. The title of the show, which translates to Change of Scenery, comes from a famous song by the late German diva Hildegard Knef. The exhibition documents gay and lesbian life. It rediscovers objects and art from the museum's collection.
Es sollte so ein Querschnitt durch die Sammlungsgeschichte sein, als wir
It's a cross-section of the collection's history. We really started from scratch, says Wolfgang Theis, curator and co-founder of the Schwules Museum.
Gleich zu Beginn,
a pair of elegant leather shoes are displayed at the entrance to the show, in honor of Charlotte von Mahlsdorf, a fellow museum's founder and a prominent transvestite, explains Theis. Von Mahlsdorf's museum used to be the center of East Berlin's homosexual scene.
Viele fragen sich dann auch, was hat Wladimir Ilitsch Lenin?
Theis points out a picture of Lenin. He says many visitors wonder why he is in this exhibition.
Das kurze Tauwetter in den
Lenin decriminalized homosexuality in Soviet Russia during the 1920s, he explains. It only lasted for 3 years before it became a criminal offense again.
Danach war es wieder strafbar.
A photo of Helmut Kohl is equally surprising to visitors. Below Kohl's image, paragraph 175 of the German Criminal Code, crossed out. Different versions of paragraph 175 had punished homosexuals for more than 120 years in Germany.
Und Helmut Kohl ist Ironie der Geschichte, der Befreier der Schwulen.
Theis calls it an irony of history that conservative Chancellor Helmut Kohl liberated gays from the burden of paragraph 175. It happened in the wake of German reunification. East Germany had already abolished the criminalization of gay and lesbian sex in the late 80s. He adds that the paragraph didn't play an important role anymore in the early
90s.
The Schwules Museum has become an important institution in Berlin. Museums, including the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., seek their expertise.
Also es gibt nicht so viel über
Theis says there's not much left on gays in concentration camps, but what they have, they lend to other institutions.
Das tun sie auch noch bis heute, wenn sie
and, he says, for other reasons, relatives still often get rid of everything. When they discover Uncle Willy was gay, it ends up in the garbage and not with the museum. Tapetenwechsel, the Schwules Museum's anniversary show, runs until May 12th. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.